The words واحد and أحد are both translated into the same word in English, one, which is something that we can see in these two آيات.
وإلهكم إله واحد قل هو الله أحد.
But is there a difference between them in Arabic? Well, yes, there is a difference in the meaning when either of them is used, and this difference in meaning is impossible to deliver in a one-word translation to other languages. So, when we use واحد, we use it to refer to the number. And in reference to Allah the Almighty, it means that there is no God except Allah. So it is an expression of the oneness of Allah, the Tawheed. Allah is one. In other words, He has no second, no partner, no peer, and no rival. However, when we say Allahu Ahad, we are saying that Allah is unique in His essence and attributes, that there is nothing like unto Allah,
that He is the only one in His attributes,
which is then
ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير هل تعلم له سميا.
So, واحد is a reference to quantity, the number, and أحد is a reference to quality or attributes, and that Allah is one in number and also one in the uniqueness of His attributes. So the attributes of Allah, Al-Ahad al-Samad, refers to the fact that everything in this universe needs Him for everything, while He, may He be exalted, does not need anything from anyone. That's why both واحد and أحد are two of the names of Allah that He has told us about.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ.
Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey with learning the Qur'an at any level, start right here to know which is the most suitable route for you. Or you could keep learning by clicking on this lesson. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.